Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Do you remember, by the way, it's just you and me. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. And I want to ask you if you remember the spring about this time, maybe a little bit later, let's say 18 years ago. The time was 1995. The year was 1995. The time was late April, early May, somewhere in that range. It's not clear exactly when this happened. But about that time, you and I were given access to the Internet for the first time. It had been a government-controlled, pretty much an academically government-controlled resource up until that point, but after that time, you and I could post commercial websites and go and surf around on commercial websites. 95. It's almost 20 years ago. Since then, as you know, so many innovations have produced a brand new marketplace where businesses of large businesses, small businesses, and in between could turn prospects into customers in a virtual parallel universe. And you've seen this, right? We've talked about this for years. Here's the short list of those innovations, by the way. E-commerce, the ability to buy and sell online. Remember when high-speed internet replaced dial-up beginning back in the late 90s? Well, I talked about it on the show quite a bit. High-speed internet was another one of those innovations. Search engines. When Google and the other search engines started indexing gazillions of online offerings, gazillions of pages to make them available to you and me in a split second, that was a big deal. Basically became a utility, right? How about mobile computing which happened from converging of mobile networks? All the cell phone networks that we had actually started delivering the internet over 3G, and when you got the smartphones, that created incredible mobile computing capability. And of course, social media transcended websites when it connected participating folks like you and me in online communities. All those things created this virtual parallel universe. So after 10,000 years of the traditional marketplace, without all these things, these innovations have at once produced really an unprecedented amount of opportunity, but also the same amount of disruption. And all that in less than a generation, less than 20 years. But here's the good news for you and me, small business owners. Part and parcel with this new capability is the incrementalization of virtual resources. That means that all these things are available in units, in application units, and in pricing that fits our focused applications, our niche applications, and our diminutive budgets, right? That's what's been so exciting to me about this virtual marketplace revolution that we've had, all these innovations we've had since the internet was introduced, is because things have gotten smaller and smaller in size and in price. That's good news for you and me. Some of it's free, right? So we wanted to know how well you were doing, small business owners. How well are you doing at adopting all this handy and affordable virtual marketplace tool? So last week, or I guess a week or so ago, we asked this question. How much of your sales can you attribute directly or indirectly to your online strategy? How much of your business is coming, even if it was just indirectly, from online strategy? And here's what you told us. Only 5% of our folks said that 100% of their business resulted indirectly or directly from an online strategy. Only one out of 20. But double that number to about 10% said that they did more than half of their business in the virtual marketplace. So now we're up to about 50% who do more than half in the virtual marketplace, directly or indirectly. But just a few more, 12%, allowed that they got about half of their revenue from the cloud. But the big group, 55%, said less than half of their business came from the internet. And then there was the fifth group, almost one in five, almost 20%, I think it was like 18% or so, said the internet produced zero business for them. So it's good news when you think of it one way. 81% of our respondents are experiencing some business from their online strategy. And I thought about, you know, when the telephone first came out, that was what I called it, the proto killer app, right? The telephone, that changed everything, didn't it? 20 years after the telephone was introduced in 1877, I wonder how many businesses had adopted the telephone 18 years after it was introduced. That'd be interesting. I wasn't able to find that number, by the way. I did look. But another way to look at this, instead of 81% are getting some business from their online strategy, we also have to realize that three-fourths of our folks still associated less than half of their business to any kind of an online strategy. Three-fourths, less than half. Sadly, that troubling news, and to me, could foretell what I would think would be an unnecessary extinction of way too many small businesses. And those that last group, that 18-19% that got no business, none from the either they're not realizing what they're doing, that where they are getting, maybe getting some business, they're not tracking it, or if they truly aren't, you know, they may be subject to one of those unnecessary distinctions. And the other groups, the 55% who get less than half of their business from the internet, you know, those folks need to pick up the pace a little bit. If that's you, you need to think about this, folks, because after almost 20 years of having the internet available to us and associated tools, customer expectations, and this is the thing you got to be tracking, my friends, customer expectations are increasingly evolving in the direction of more virtual interaction, not the same, not less, but more. So my question to you is, which way is your business trending? Don't act like a dinosaur, my friends. Execute an online strategy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.